Boys and girls, there's a little verse that we know well in Psalm 23, and it says this at the end: "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Now, that word "follow" is very interesting. It's very strong because it has the idea of pursuing, going after, not letting it get out of your sight, not letting it get out of your reach, attending it so that you obtain it and do not lose it. And that's what God's goodness and mercy does. It pursues us. It obtains us. I want to tell you a story of a man that God pursued in his mighty providence and brought him to the knowledge of Christ. Now, many years ago, there was a man. He was working on a building site, and he was on the top of a ladder, and he fell down right to the bottom, and he done great injuries to his body. And he had to be brought into hospital, and the news wasn't good. He himself knew it wasn't good. He was going to die. He wasn't going to survive this. He said to the doctor, "How long do you think I have?" And the doctor says, "I probably about 7 days." And the man replied, "Oh, I thought it would have been sooner, but God knows best." And that doctor began to realize that this man in the dying bed was a Christian, and he had his trust in the Lord Jesus. And this doctor himself had been brought up in a Christian home. His mother especially was godly. She prayed for him. But whenever he became a young man and went to study and study for the medicine and then got a job as a doctor, he was away from home. He got away from home, got away from the things of God, and he wandered into sin. He nearly became an atheist. He nearly totally rejected the idea of God's existence at all, except that he had a conscience, and he was smitten in his conscience, and he knew that his conscience couldn't be denied and that there was a God because of that. And so that saved him alone from atheism, but still he wouldn't believe in Christ, and he was no way he was becoming a Christian. After a week or so, this man died. He had no family. There was no one who came to visit him except his landlady. And she, whenever she came at the start of the visits, brought him his Bible. And while he was able to, he read his Bible. And when he wasn't able to read his Bible near the end, it was kept under his blanket in the bed. And whenever he died, the nurses were clearing through his stuff, and they said to the doctor, "What will we do with this?" And it was an old book, it was his Bible. And the doctor said, "What is it?" "Oh," he says, it's the poor man's Bible." And the doctor took it, and he looked at it. And he opened the front leaf, and he saw his name. His own name was in it. The doctor's name was in the front of the Bible. And he recognized it was his Bible. It was his Bible that his mommy gave him. And she wrote an inscription and a verse of scripture on it. But whenever he was hard up for money in his student days, he had sold it to get a few pence. He never cared for it. He never read it. It was practically a new Bible when he sold it. And he took it into his office, and he flicked through it. And he could see it was well read, and the pages were starting to come apart, and verses were colored in, and verses were underlined, and comments were made. And he flicked through the scripture, and he realized that that man loved the Bible, devoured the Bible, and this was his Bible. He couldn't believe it. He was like a man in a dream. And he was convicted of his neglect of God's word and of his turning away from Christianity. And he saw the mighty providence of God in pursuing him and bringing his Bible back to him, you know, like a boomerang. They throw the boomerang, but it'll always come back to you. And he threw away the Bible, but God brought it back to him with such power. And he became a Christian. Do you see the influence of a godly mother? She prayed for him. Do you see what giving a Bible can do? She gave a Bible prayerfully. She gave a Bible that it might lead her son to faith. I'm sure she prayed it'd be a blessing. And it was. And you can give a Bible away. And you can pray the Lord will make it a blessing. And he will. Do you see how real God is? That doctor who was nearly becoming an atheist, in that moment, he saw how real God was in his marvelous providence. And boys and girls, don't sell your Bible, no matter what. But read it every day and love it. And trust in the Savior that it tells you about, the Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, we thank thee for thy marvelous providence, the mighty, living, and true God who works in the earth and works in sinners. We pray that thou wilt continue to pursue sinners in thy marvelous grace. And these boys and girls, Lord, may every one of them be under the watchful eye of the Most High. May the word of God enter not only into their possession by means of owning the scriptures, but may thy word get deep into their hearts through the Holy Spirit. May all of these children be taught of thee, and may every one of them come to faith in Jesus and love thee. For Christ's sake we pray. Amen.